Welcome to Pluralsight's Meet the Author podcast, where every week we have the opportunity to chat with our authors about their latest course releases and get a behind-the-scenes commentary on current technology. This is all brought to you by Pluralsight, hardcore developer training.
Hi, this is Fritz Onion. I'm here today speaking with Thomas Lee about his new course, Creating PowerShell Modules. Thomas is an IT industry veteran of over 40 years. He's been involved in Microsoft products since the very beginning of the IBM PC and DOS. He provides consultancy and training around a range of Microsoft products, concentrating recently on PowerShell and Link Server. Thomas has been a Microsoft MVP for 16 of the past 17 years and runs PowerShell training courses around the world. Thanks for joining me, Thomas.
Thanks, Fritz. Nice to be here.
So this new course of yours, I have to say, was a kind of a personal favorite of mine coming out recently because it addresses an issue that I personally have run across. That's PowerShell modules. And the reason I've run across it is we use a lot of PowerShell scripts in our internal processing for courses and encodings and all of that. And I always took the lazy approach, which was just to do a Notepad dollar profile and start typing functions into my personal PowerShell, you know, initialization script. And it got pretty big after a while, and it finally dawned on me that I should probably try to put some structure around this thing and maybe separate out functions into commandlets. And that's really what your course is all about, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I think to some degree, my own experience really mirrors yours. But I just got there a bit earlier. In the early days when my profile was getting on for 700 or 800 lines, it took forever to load, and I was just wanting a better way to use this stuff. So for me, the initial motivation for using modules was just simply to make things easier and faster for myself. But once I got on that kick, then I go down the road of seeing modules, what they are, a major feature of PowerShell V2 and V3, and a major feature in terms of corporate use and reuse of these functions and functionality. It's also, of course, the way that ISVs and Microsoft and others actually deliver functionality in a nice, confined, constrained way.
Right. That's how you ship a commandlet for someone else to use.
Sure. So if you're someone like Quest shipping the Active Directory commandlets, modules are something you could use as the vehicle for shipping that code. And with some of the features we talk about, you can also update that module on the fly with, for example, new help text should you find typos in the help text. Pretty powerful.
Yeah, that's something everyone should be looking into if you use PowerShell at all. Maybe you could give us a quick rundown of what's involved with separating out some functions into a module and then having that imported into your primary script.
Well, if you stand back just for a second, Fritz, a module is just a chunk of functionality.
Yep.
So it's the Active Directory commandlets. It's the IT storage management functions, whatever that functionality chunk is, chunk of functionality. Physically inside, that functionality could be really one of a couple of things. It could be functions that you've written in script, or it could be compiled commandlets. So many of the Microsoft product teams ship commandlets as compiled code, ship that in a DLL, but then wrap a module around that to enable the IT pro to load, manage, and control that module simply and easily. So we have this notion of there being this chunk of functionality we add. And what a module is, it really is a couple of things depending upon how you go. We can either have simple script modules, which are literally that's almost the same as you used to have, your old PS1 file, but now we rename it PSM1, stick it in the appropriate folder, and PowerShell can now find it. And with PowerShell V3, we can even automatically load that module should you actually use a commandlet or a function that's in the module. So PowerShell is kind of aware of that. Now, for more complex things, we can wrap the module in a module manifest, which is a description of the module. And in that module manifest, we can also point to things like a compiled code. And so you can ship your commandlets that way. And in building the course, I actually built a commandlet, admittedly not the greatest commandlet in the world, but it's a commandlet, used Visual Studio, and then shoved it into module, and hey, presto, I can now move it around, give it away, you know, whatever.
That's great.
So that's what a module is. Now, the simple script module, you take you remember the day when you used to have always long files of functions. But literally, you save that as a PSM1 file. So say, stick it in the right place, and you now got a module you can load when you need it. And for more rich modules, you want to start doing the module manifest, which is also great documentation for corporate modules as well. When we start thinking about change control and so on.
That's nice. So you can actually decide how much sort of structure you want to put around the module, whether it's just a simple refactoring of your own local functions, or if you want to really package it up into something that you're going to, you know, deploy to other people and have them use as part of their daily functionality.
You have options there. Sure.
Yeah.
You can do either or both, depending upon the particular. So I have a set of scripts that I use to manage my Grateful Dead live recordings archive. Okay, you know, you laugh, but I have something like 3.5 terabytes of data. I have 3,000 separate folders. That's a lot of data to manage, and I'm managing it and collating it with PowerShell. But what I've done is I've pulled all those individual functions that I've written into a single module. I can load when I'm playing with it. And when I'm done, I just unload it and go off with whatever else I'm doing.
That's awesome. Great. I know one thing in this course you address is version 2 versus version 3 of PowerShell. Do you want to give us a quick summary of kind of what V3 brings and how your course addresses which version you're working with?
Well, that's a great question, Fritz. I can spend probably the next week telling you about version 3, or longer if you'd let me. So let's just put it as there's a whole lot more stuff, and a lot better stuff, and a lot cooler stuff. I think that's a technical way of putting it. It's a huge upgrade, Fritz.
Yeah.
And I don't really can't even begin to tell you all the things that are in it. But as far as modules are concerned, modules don't change a great deal. The help in modules is new. Being able to have updatable help in modules is new. Some of the keys in a manifest are new. Auto loading of modules is new. So lots of little features, all of which end up being, you know, fairly major positives in terms of the use experience. But obviously, you can use modules in V2 to do most of what you can do in V3. Mm. Now, where that's different or where there's an issue between the two versions, the course tries to make that clear. I've written and composed the course on V3. Well, as it turned out, I was writing the course during the development of V3, but then did a final test of it once we completed and Windows 8 was actually out. And I've also backtested it on version 2, although some of the things like auto-loading just don't work. And there are, as I say, a few minor inconsistencies between the versions of PowerShell in terms of the module manifest. But those are pretty easy to manage.
I see. Great. So you can use this course whether you're targeting version 2 or version 3, and it shows you the advantage of working with version 3 in some cases.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, certainly, I go back now to my other machines in my web farm here and look at version 2 and feel how primitive. Things like auto-loading may not sound like a big deal, but you get used to it very quickly.
Yeah.
And then when it's not there, it becomes very, where'd that go? So, yeah, it's a great advert for V3. But if you're stuck on V2, which is not a bad thing to be stuck on, you can still make use of modules, script modules, manifest modules, and so on.
Great. Well, great. Thanks very much. So if anyone out there is looking for a way to organize your PowerShell scripts and deploy them as much richer encapsulated modules, this is the course for you. Even if you want to do something like organize your Jerry Garcia music, I guess, huh?
Absolutely.
So thanks very much, Thomas. Appreciate you taking the time.
My pleasure, Fritz. Talk to you soon.
All right. Cheers.
Thanks for listening. This course is available as part of our online training library, packed with courses on the latest technology. To view this course or any of our other videos, visit Pluralsight.com. There you can sign up for a subscription to meet your training needs or open a free trial account to get started. Hardcore developer training starts now at Pluralsight.com.